This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Looking at the global tourism industry, India's Taj Mahal, America's Statue of Liberty, Greece's Acropolis all have one thing in common: a World Heritage designation. UNESCO, the UN's cultural body, does the designating, and it can translate into more tourism revenue, which can incentivize preservation of historic sites. The English city of Liverpool had that World Heritage designation for 17 years, but not anymore. The BBC's Victoria Craig reports.
Where the River Mersey laps the shore, an economic evolution has taken place over centuries. As a pioneer in dock technology and construction in the 1700s, Liverpool's Royal Albert Dock rose to prominence for its role in transatlantic sea trade. By the next century, nearly half of global trade passed through these waters. But
in the 70s, when international trade changed, technology changed, the port, in effect, collapsed. And with that, a big chunk of the city's economy. The city collapsed economically, socially, politically, physically.
That's Michael Parkinson from the University of Liverpool. He's a public policy professor who also serves on the city's World Heritage Task Force, and he's authored several books on the rise and fall of Liverpool's economy. He explains in the decades since a drastic economic decline, the city has battled back.
In the 35 years since then, it's had a fantastic renaissance, funded by European money, helped by national government, supported by some good local leaders.
Indeed, nearly $1 billion has been spent regenerating the so-called maritime mercantile city. And in 2004, UNESCO gave a World Heritage designation to six sites over 300 acres that included piers, docklands, warehouses, produce exchanges, and civic buildings. But recent plans to rejuvenate the northern part of the docklands drew scrutiny from UNESCO, and last month it revoked the coveted status. Here's Rika Viragos, a specialist at the World Heritage Center, who helped prepare information used to make the final decision about Liverpool's status.
In 2012, the World Heritage Committee considered that the proposal for a huge project that was called the Liverpool Waters Project is threatening the property.
Years after consultations with government officials took place, but plans for the nearly $7 billion project to include new offices, hotels, cruise liner and ferry terminals have gone ahead. The biggest point of contention for UNESCO was a nearly $700 million proposal to build a new soccer stadium for Everton Football Club at Bramley Moor Dock.
This is a large-scale project that is not tailored to the characteristic of the values in the site.
Virago says delisting the site is a loss for the international community, and Liverpool's mayor, Joanne Anderson, agrees. But she says the city can't exist in a time warp.
We have an area that is, you know, one of the poorest areas in the country, and so the football stadium is a massive investment that we can't afford to lose to tackle poverty in that area. We've got to still value our heritage. We've got to protect our future as a city, but also make sure that we grow economically as well.
The development at Bramley Moor Dock, including the stadium, is expected to bring a more than $1 billion boost to the local economy. For the people running the city, the decision about moving ahead with this development or retaining the World Heritage designation came down to how Liverpool should value the economic well-being of its people. Here's Professor Parkinson again.
The city never really got any added economic value of having the status. It didn't get more investment, it didn't get more tourists. North Liverpool, which was the start of the city, hasn't had its fair share. And that's what this row with UNESCO is really all about. It's about what's the economic future of the city and who decides it for whom.
UNESCO says the city can renominate a former part of the World Heritage Site for recognition if it believes the area still has outstanding universal value. For now, though, the mayor and many in the community have decided to let it be as they focus on building an economically vibrant city that remains true to its historic past. In Liverpool, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.